Hello everyone, welcome back to the Orange Coin Podcast. Today I want to talk to you about my beginning on YouTube. We said we would do this after I told you how Medium helped me launch my nerd content creation journey. In today's episode, which will be a little shorter, I just want to say three things that I did wrong when starting YouTube. So let's get right into it. The first thing I did wrong when starting YouTube is I didn't have a plan. I was experimenting, and it's good to experiment, but if you're going to be serious about starting a YouTube channel, you need to plan ahead beforehand. And I just didn't have any plans. I posted what I wanted. I did not plan video titles, I did not plan thumbnails, and I just was very, very new to the whole video content creation. I didn't even know how to edit, which was something that I had to learn. And because of this lack of planning, I spent the first year of starting my YouTube channel very confused about what to do next and how to grow an audience. It's only later, when I started posting interviews on the channel, that I actually saw growth and where I should be focusing my energies. Do I regret not having a plan? Not really, because if I knew everything I had to do before starting creating content more regularly, I don't think I would be the creator who I am today. That exploration phase was really important. Still, if you are going into this not with the intent of experimenting with something new, but to actually build a business out of YouTube, then you should have a plan before you start. The second mistake I did on YouTube was not being consistent. This is a really bad decision that still haunts me to this day. Being consistent with something makes all the difference between success and failure. And I wasn't very consistent. I would post something and then weeks could go by and then I would post something else. And I needed to be more consistent to see more growth. And I think it's only because of my inconsistency that I started my YouTube channel in September 2020, but got monetized on YouTube only in February of 2022, which means at least a whole year went by before I got monetized, which is huge. And people today who start a YouTube channel with intent and a plan become monetized much faster. Now, I don't want you to get the impression that you need to post every day to be successful with YouTube. You don't. But if you can adhere to some kind of cadence, even once a week or once every 2 weeks, that's better than not having any consistency at all and publishing one video one day and then a month could go by and then you post another thing. For some people it works. There are some examples like Vsauce or Chubby Emu. These are YouTubers I follow. Chubby Emu publishes one video a month, but it's still a cadence that his audience expects, and each of his videos is well researched and is very high quality, lots of b-roll, casting, like he has actual actors perform in his videos. These are amazing things, and that kind of production takes time, so the audience agrees that he shouldn't publish every day or every week even. If you are planning to publish something on that scope, then please choose a consistency that you can adhere to. If you need a month, take a month. But don't just do what you want and confuse your viewers. The third mistake I did early on was not repurposing my videos. When I started interviewing people on the channel and created a podcast, I did not do anything other than publish the video. And for a beginner, that's fine. You don't really know what to do next. But now, in hindsight, which is always 2020, I know that I had to do more with my videos. Imagine this. You publish an hour-long video, and that's it. It got about 5,000 views, let's say, in the beginning. And even then, not always would it get that amount. I have today some videos on that channel that don't get past 100 views. People just don't invest a lot of time in long form unless they are really, really raving fans of yours or the person you interview. If you don't repurpose your videos, they will be forgotten. Take your whole video, which is a long video, and try to segment it and cut it up to multiple content pieces and publish those and see how they work to get you more views. YouTube encourages it because now on Shorts, you can add a related video, which means that you can take a short out of your interview, publish it as a standalone video, and then choose the whole video, the interview or whatever it was, as the related video to that short. And then when people watch it on the Shorts feed, they can click through and watch the whole video, or at least even put it in the watch later or something. So these were the three mistakes I made, and I have a bonus for you if you listened this far. I have a fourth mistake that I want to share, and that mistake was not creating search-worthy content. And what that means is when you are publishing things on the web, one good thing to do is create something that people search for on Google. So I created interviews with people, and those interviews are showing up in search if the person searches for my interviewee's name, but they are not ranking for specific queries. What I started doing later was actually seeing what people are searching for on YouTube with a tool like Ahrefs, and then I could, if I had the answer through one of my interviews, I could cut that piece of the video out as a standalone horizontal video, not a short, or even a short if the answer was short enough, and then publish that as the video that answers that query. I've seen this work multiple times on my channel. I have segments from my interviews that got over 20,000 views or 100,000 views. Those ways of finding searchable content from your original long-form content is something that would serve you well. And if you interviewed, for example, someone who is an expert about a topic and you talked about the topic, then you can actually craft answers to common questions from your interview using the interview footage and maybe also you talking over it or talking, like reacting to it and answering a question. And that is new content that makes use of your long-form interview or long-form video. So consider making those adjustments when you start on YouTube and avoid the mistakes, and you'll see success much faster than if you were exploring and then starting to figure out how to do it yourself. So that's all I have for you today. If you have any questions, leave them in the comments of this episode. I also have a newsletter that you can sign up for in the description of the episode. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.